Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Serena, that video wasn't real. I mean, we did kiss, but it was staged.
What about the other time you guys kissed? Was that for Louis too?
It meant nothing.
I'm really glad you two found each other, because you sure lost me.
Wait, Vanessa told her about the kiss, not Chuck? Just to be clear, we are not friends anymore.
All I know about my mom is that her name is Avery Thorpe. Do you think this will be enough for the private investigator to find her?
This one's from 8 p.m., the night of the fire.
What's on it?
Bart, having an argument with a woman, Avery Thorpe. Moments later, the building goes up in flames. And Avery Thorpe is never heard from again.
But being together means going against my family. And if I'm going to take a stand, I need to know for certain that you feel how I do.
I do.
Where is she? And who am I?
That's not a secret I'll ever tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl. Oh, I'm sorry to wake you, but I have some news.
Once upon a time, in the land called Upper East, a beautiful girl met a thief.
Oh, baby, I think I'm gonna drown. Andrew, I was thinking, the video was circumstantial at best. My father may have been a cold-hearted businessman, but he wasn't a cold-blooded murderer. There's no proof the fire was intentional. Let's just drop it. Sorry I ever asked. Thanks.
But while the beast flopped himself in a tower of ennui, the girl found herself a prince. His name, Louis.
No, no way. I will defend New York City to the death. But you cannot seriously say you prefer the Mets to the Louvre.
I do. I would trade all the Delacroix and Davids for just an hour in front of that thief on the second floor.
Our first disagreement.
I must be off.
No, I won't let you go.
But it's 2 p.m. I've been here since yesterday. And as amazing as last night was, I need to talk to the ambassador. It will just be a few hours.
A few hours is too long.
We will spend the rest of the afternoon together. And later we'll have tea in my salon as a consulate. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Well, can we talk about it now?
And bonjour.
Hey, Serena.
I thought you were sleeping at your mother's house.
I did, and as it's 2 o'clock, I started my day several hours ago. Sorry I interrupted.
Actually, I must be going. I will see you later.
If you'll excuse me, there's a tart in my room I'd rather attend to.
Claire, this fight between us has gotten a little out of hand, so why don't I be the mature one and admit that I may have overreacted about you and Dan.
Really?
Yeah, so let's just put this all behind us so we can gush about Louis already.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness. Because all this elation was nearly meaningless without being able to talk to you about it. Louis is fantastic. We share all our secrets and our dreams for the future. How he plans to run his kingdom, how I plan to run mine.
Sounds like everything you've ever wanted.
I'm in, yes. I'm totally in. I think he's going to ask me to spend the summer with him in Monaco.
I worry she's moving too fast.
Ugh. Dorota, everyone knows that with princes, things escalate quickly. It's genetic. After all, Prince Charming knew he loved Cinderella as soon as he saw her preternaturally tiny feet.
And what about Louis' parents? After the lengths he went to hide your date last week, how are they taking all the press coverage about him dating an American?
Prince Albert has no legitimate children, so as his first male nephew, Louis is next in line to the throne. I'm sure his parents have their hearts set on an empire-expanding union with a hapless Habsburg. But, luckily, they're in Botswana, then we'll be back for 2 weeks, during which time, the European media will fall in love with me and win the commoners to my cause.
Yesterday, she watched Monaco play PSG at an actual sports bar.
This afternoon, we're going to church so I can be photographed being pious. I must find Nicole Bachat. Je suis très heureuse.
You so deserve it.
Too bad that around here, happy endings often lack. So if I were B, I'd watch my back.
Well, hello, Jeeves.
I'm watching Downton Abbey. Writing social dramas apparently demand crumpets.
Nice to see she's finally accepting this whole house arrest thing.
Between you and me, no matter how much they love each other, no two people should spend 24/7 together.
Mm.
But my time as a drawing room butler might be quickly coming to an end. This guy from my old label was wondering if I was into producing a record for a new indie band he just signed. So I don't know.
You don't know what? That sounds like an amazing opportunity.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, I don't need to be back on stage, but I do miss the music world. In fact, I'm meeting the reps in a half hour. So you'll understand if I can't hang out.
Oh, I'm here picking up Charlie anyway.
Charlie? Hmm. You guys have been spending a lot of time together lately.
What? Dad, don't worry. We're just friends.
Just be careful.
Dan, hi.
Good luck. I'll see you later.
It's 4:00. Smoking jacket hour, man. Why are you still in your robes? Everything okay?
PJ.
Oh, come on, Chuck. I know you've seen the papers. Blair's dating that Prince guy. Can't be easy.
Nathaniel, I wish my problems were as simple as Blair's royal flag.
Have you heard from Andrew? Is there proof that what Russell said about your dad is true?
Nothing concrete.
Well, that's better than the opposite, right? Because Raina's decided she wants to keep looking for her mother.
I'd really rather she didn't.
Well, come on, Chuck. It's important to her. And me avoiding the subject is starting to come between us.
Wait. Raina can't go digging into the past. As my friend, I need you to help me get this done.
I'll do my best. Hey, don't worry. Blair's not going to end up with this guy. We all know him.
Your anthropology class is so cool. It's just so interesting how the Kung tribe treated their women as hunting heroes while the men, they just... I'm babbling, aren't I?
No. Well, yeah, you are, but enthusiasm is great.
Sorry. It's just the classes I took at school were boring and full of meatheads. That seminar was fascinating. The kids were cool. So, thank you for inviting me.
Sure, you're welcome. You want to put a cab?
No, I'm going to hang around here. I'm going to look for books on the Kung tribe. I'll see you later. Do you think I made a good impression on the Monsignor today?
You were irresistible. He's probably second-guessing his vows right now. Blair, I don't want you to continue this constant charade for my parents. I want you to be you.
And I want to be with you. The threat of your parents' disapproval is the only dark cloud on what has been an otherwise perfect day.
They shouldn't worry you. Certainly not while they're on the safari. But I do need to tell you something. I didn't tell you before because I didn't want to scare you away. It may be too much.
Too much is just the right amount. Is it something I need a bikini for? Louis, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Maman, what are you?
Your Royal Highness? Hello. I'm Blair Waldorf.
What are you thinking? All day and night with an American, getting your picture taken?
I can't explain.
It is unacceptable in any case. Especially for a young man who is about to be married.
Blair, please, please, let me explain.
I should have known not to believe.
And in all princess tales, an evil queen does appear.
I found him. Thank you so much for notifying me of this fiasco.
You're most welcome.
But it turns out the queen's helper is the one B should fear.
Maybe you hear wrong. Maybe she say Carrie. Maybe he didn't carry.
That doesn't even make sense. I trusted him. I allowed myself to feel things for him that I've only felt for you know who, and he lied. A big, terrible, Upper East Side lie.
Where he staying? Royal or no, Vanya, go over there, do some damage Eastern European style. Maybe I do damage myself.
Seriously? You think flowers make up for the fact that you're engaged?
I'm not engaged yet. This is what I wanted to tell you. The royal court feels I should be married before taking my rightful place as Albert's heir.
What? Well, that's outdated and old-fashioned and just idiotic.
Well, so is monarchy. But it's important to my family. And they're important to me, so...
How long till you have to choose?
To punish me for publicly dating you? Maman has thrown in her top 10 candidates for a cocktail party tomorrow. And they're demanding I choose.
So by tomorrow night you'll be engaged to someone else?
I've been to a million balls and ski trips where the women will be there tomorrow night. But I've never connected to any of them, like I have to you.
What are you saying?
That I want you to be on my mother's list too.
And... if I was chosen?
We could court while wearing rings.
Well, in real life, it's far too soon to consider that type of thing, but in fairy tales, just tell this maiden what she has to do to get to the ball.
I told my mother I'd agree to go to her party if she agreed to meet you. She's waiting for you back at the salon. If she approves, all you have to do is impress the royal court tomorrow.
Well, then, I promise to wow the tiara right off her head.
Wow, B, courting with rings. Oh, no, 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 don't be nervous. The princess will fall in love with you, just like everyone else. Bye.
I recognize that happiness. You sound like Jenny after she found out that one of her minions got a date with an Aster. Next day, said minion found gum in her hair. What's going on with you, dear?
I may have let Louise's mother know about him and Blair, but somehow it worked out to her favor. Apparently, Louise needs to get married, and Blair's weaseling her way onto a throne of her own unless I stop it.
Serena, she's your best friend. I know she crossed sacred territory when she kissed Dan, but destroying this for her seems... cruel.
Oh, come on. We both know that if I kissed Chuck, I wouldn't even be able to be having this conversation right now. And I'm doing Louis a favor anyway. His future is on the line here, and Blair is just playing princess.
So this is all for the benefit of the good people of the Principality of Monaco? Come on, acting like Blair never works for anybody except Blair. And besides, Blair has so many skeletons. I highly doubt that Louis's mother is going to find her an acceptable princess in training.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
To go. She says sneakily. Oh, looks like B is in for some hair gum of rum.
And so even though the division's getting tougher and tougher, the mess, they actually have a chance this year. We gotta go. The info flywheel is so much easier to explain in person.
Nate, what's going on? You surprised me with this dinner and all you talk about is sports?
What? The season just started. Spring fever is an actual disease, you know.
It feels like ever since that failed attempt to meet my mother... you've been avoiding talking about it. Her. I gotta admit, I didn't think you'd scare so easy.
Raina, I didn't mean... Look, I'm not scared, okay? I want to be supportive.
Then what is it?
It's just... I think some things are better left unfound, you know? And I don't want you to get hurt.
My mother is a part of who I am. I need to know why she left. What happened to her. So I don't need you or anyone else trying to protect me from the truth.
Raina, I...
Thank you for dinner, Nate, but I have some work I need to catch up on back at the office.
Dad, why are you dressed like the Fonz?
It's my lucky tour jacket.
I take a lunch with the label went well?
Yeah, they want me to have Panic. The name of the band also was gripping my insides over for dinner tomorrow.
And you want to be the cool rocker guy?
Come on, I was the cool rocker guy.
Yeah, but now the penthouse, the art, the millionaire's wife under house arrest doesn't exactly scream street cred.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but... Panic is the real deal.
So invite him to the loft tomorrow. You can keep it casual, impress him with your gold records.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Will you guys come?
Yeah, we could invite Charlie, too.
No, not Charlie. No. You were right, Dad. I think she might have a little crush.
I knew it.
Yeah, no, but I didn't lead her on, though. I swear.
Just promise me the next time you see her, you'll be clear about your feelings.
She lives under my roof, and I'm responsible for her.
She texted me she'll be home soon.
And I promise I will talk to her as soon as I get a chance, but I have a study group I gotta get to. Guys, don't worry. It's fine.
How to go from just friends to boyfriend. Interesting. Charlie, hi. We haven't formally met. I'm Vanessa.
Oh, right. Dan's former BFF who ratted out the Blair kiss to Serena. What do you want?
I realize that lately I've exposed more secrets than Julian Assange, but I'm leaving soon. I got a scholarship to study abroad, so come the end of the semester, I'll be out of everyone's hair. Look, even if he hates me right now, Dan's been my best friend since third grade, and I can't leave unless I know he's okay.
I'll make sure he takes his vitamins.
Let me help you. I can't leave Dan in the hands of Serena, or even worse, Blair Waldorf. I want Dan to be with a girl who's not going to corrupt his soul. And trust me, I can give you better advice than that book.
With Albert's illegitimate children, Ernst's Thai mistress, and Stephanie's stint in the circus, I understand your apprehension about a dark horse from the States, but I can assure you that the Waldorfs are as prestigious a family as America has, and I would never bring a nominee to Louis.
No, really? Seems to me that scandal is your middle name. You blackmail teachers, bully underclassmen, a pregnancy scare. You dated Lord Marcus while he was sleeping with his stepmother. Then you were traded by Chuck Bass, whose name precedes him, for an hotel. I think this meeting is over.
Princess, please let me explain.
It's not necessary, Miss Waldorf.
I've had a past, but all my wrongdoings, all my secrets are right there in front of you. Gossip Girl has been chronicling my mistakes since I was 14. Can you really say that about the other girls invited to the party tomorrow?
No, but I doubt that any of them have performed in a burlesque club.
Louis knows all about my past. I've grown. I've changed. I can be the next Grace Kelly.
What are you doing here? I told you I'm done.
I know. But I found this. I think it was in the box with all the tapes. It fell out in my car. It's dated the day before the fire.
Read it.
You know how much you mean to me, but I can't do this anymore. I'm so sorry, Avery.
My father and Avery Thorpe were having an affair.
And she was going to leave him. Go back to Russell. That's your motive. The tapes show opportunity, and we already know that Bart admitted he was responsible for the fire, so...
Well, at least you can't hang at that man.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I know you didn't want your father to be guilty. But maybe now you can move on.
What was Andrew Tyler doing here? You okay? Nothing a bottle of blue and the dancers from Spider-Man can't fix. Andrew and I were just wrapping things up. How did your dinner with Raina go?
Oh, not well. She basically walked out on me. Sorry, man, but she is dead set on looking for her mother.
Well, hopefully she doesn't find anything. Gives up on her own.
Or she finds her mom, and you'll know once and for all you have nothing to worry about.
Right. Nothing to worry about.
Poor Chuck. When you asked Bart about the fire, no wonder an affair was something he chose not to remember.
And we know Albert is set to marry in July, 20 years younger and slimmer. I call her fish stock, not nice. If she is there with Prince, you need to curtsy to her. If she's there alone, no curtsy. If you get engaged to Louis, then she curtsy only if she's not there with Sovereign. But if she's there with her prince and you're there with yours, I'm not sure, so try and avoid her.
Okay, got it. What's next?
History. I dig a little dirt, too. Make us flashcards.
Louis, what are you doing here?
In this fairy tale, I like to play both prince and fairy godfather. For tonight. But even if you wore a sack, you'd be the most enchanting one there.
This prince growing on me by minute.
Dan, what are you doing here?
My dad just asked me to drop off his lucky Doc Martens.
Oh, cool. What are you doing today? Because I was thinking about trying those pierogies that you're always talking about, and according to Bing, there is a really great place in Queens.
Look, Charlie, we should talk.
Okay, sure. Yeah, what's up?
I really like you, I do. I mean, you're smart and you're cool. You're kind of a spaz in a great way.
Thank you.
But I'm just, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
No kidding. You're barely over the Blair weirdness. Never mind for Serena to be as mad as she was about the kiss. I'm not thinking of anything but friends.
Okay. Great. That's a relief.
You, Serena, and Eric are the only people I know here, so I'm sorry if I have been coming on too strong. I'll turn it down a notch.
No, you don't. I mean, seriously, I'm sorry I misinterpreted. Look, my dad is hosting some business class tonight at the loft. Eric will be coming. It'll be low-key, like pizza, music. It's like fun, you in?
Well, you know, it's that or Masterpiece Theater with Lily again, so yeah, I'm in. But you have to let me help out. I can make homemade pizza.
Are you sure? I mean, I wouldn't want to put you out.
No, it's no trouble. Just give me the keys. I'll cook at the loft.
Okay, all right. I just gotta go chop these boots off.
Yeah.
Good to see you survive the night. Maybe now you can actually talk about what we're going to do here.
Who? About what?
Raina, she needs to know about her mother. Nathaniel. I was thinking maybe we could tell her together and show her the letter.
How are you out of your mind?
Between the videotape you told me about and the letter from her mom, Chuck, I can't let her get her hopes up. She'll spend her whole life searching for someone she'll never find.
Don't say anything.
What am I supposed to do every time she brings up her mother?
Why? I don't know. You figure it out. I just stopped seeing her.
Chuck, I actually like this girl, man. What's wrong with you, huh? You know how to be in a relationship. Blair's lucky she escaped you.
Hey! Leave Blair out of this. No one understands what we have.
Yeah, no one understands because it's not normal. She's better off with the French guy.
I can't seriously mean that.
I saw in Gossip Girl that she's going to some party tonight at the consulate.
Who cares? She always goes to parties.
This one's hosted by his family. Apparently he needs to get engaged.
I came to win, to fight.
Monaco's Independence Day, November 19th. Patron saint. Send a vote. Serena!
There you are.
Did you see the dress that he got me? Oh, it's official. We should send out change of address cards because I'm moving to Cloud 9. Oh, Louise. Incredible. With him by my side, I can actually be a powerful woman. Forget running in Archibald's charity. I'm going to be negotiating peace in the Sudan.
You really are happy, aren't you?
Which is why tonight has to go perfectly. Will you come with me?
Tonight? Yeah, sure.
Oh, yay. You're the best friend a girl could have. Well, just think, maybe one day soon, you'll be my maid of honor, too.
I would be honored.
I don't know my keys, but Charlie's been inside cooking all day.
Yeah, even if her food tastes like those cookies, she may be nice.
Why, food's not good?
Surprise!
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight.
Arthur, bring the car around. Got a party.
party to crash.
Wonder if Chuck Bass is about to go from down and out to down on one knee. Nothing like using a rock to get out of a hard place.
Princess Maha Gayani from Thailand. Princess Lucy from Bavaria. Marchesa Francesca Mancini.
Gerard has been quizzing me all day. I'm completely up to speed on my competition. I'm in it to win it. Going big or going home.
Relax, B. You don't need sports metaphors. You've been preparing for this your entire life. Now, come on, let's go out there and show these people what a real princess looks like. Because in this town, you are royalty.
Thank you. I couldn't do it without you by my side.
Miss Blair Waldorf from Manhattan.
Lily's name and credit card number, and Perse agreed to cater. It got a 28 in the gap.
I thought you were making pizza.
Well, who needs pizza when you have Coca Van? Yeah, Charlie, it's lovely.
Okay, caviar and pate should be out soon. I just need to check one thing with the sommelier.
Oh, there's the sommelier.
Okay, your Fonzie jacket was a better idea than this.
But I'm so sorry. I had no idea she would do anything.
It's fine. I just don't want Charlie to think she's ruining anything. Now, I'll head Panikoff downstairs, tell him there's been a change of plans, and take him out to eat.
Great, okay. And then we'll just tell him that the band canceled.
Yeah, we'll take it to a movie or something.
Okay.
Hey, where are you going?
Actually, the band had a change of plans.
The band? I thought we were entertaining business associates. I totally messed everything up, didn't I? I can't believe this. I ruined everything. I was only doing what Vanessa told me to do.
Wait. Vanessa?
Oh, but you have to adore Monte Carlo. Nelson Piquet likened racing around the course to riding a bicycle in his living room. Oh, Countess Alexia, so lovely to meet you. And how's your uncle, the Viscount? I heard he'd have his chair at the university over that unfortunate scandal with a student. I guess not everyone likes oral exams. Contessa Gina, lovely to meet you in person.
Perhaps my mother finding out about us was actually a blessing in disguise. All my life, I thought I'd be married to someone I didn't love. Maybe. Just maybe that nightmare will turn into my dream.
Chuck, what are you doing here?
I need to see Blair.
You're drunk. Just go home, please. I beg of you, don't ruin this for her.
Something she needs to hear. It's important.
Excuse me. What are you doing here?
I need to ask you something.
Get out of here. This is not the time or the place for a scene. Your Highness, tell me again about your a cappella club at Oxford.
I get you don't want to talk to me, but hiding out in your office seems a little extreme.
I'm not hiding, I'm working. Why? You have concerns about the Mets bullpen you need to mull over?
You're right. I've been avoiding talking about your mother. I was trying to protect someone, okay? I was wrong.
I don't understand. Protect someone? Nate, do you know something?
You look familiar. Didn't you and me and Stewardess get to know each other intimately when we left the wedding?
Excuse me? I'm Princess Sophie from Marie of Monaco.
Yes. Blair's future mother-in-law. There's no surprise she went for a prince. Marie Antoinette was one of her favorite roles to play. Of course, I was always eating her cake.
How dare you? And you are?
I'm Chuck Bass, the lover of her life.
Anyone else is just a waste of time.
Chuck, go home.
Match player. You proved you can score Prince. Okay, I admit you made me jealous. Let's go back to my place so you can collect your prize.
Stop this. You're embarrassing me.
What? It's not me who's disrespecting these fine people. It's you. Pretending you're going to marry this French phony. It's a joke.
Chuck, no one's laughing. Don't do this.
Hang on.
Stop it. This is enough. No, stop.
Security. Chuck, go home. This is enough.
I'm not going anywhere without you. Tell your prince where your heart truly lies. Tell him. Tell me.
Sir.
Your Royal Highness, I'm so ashamed and sorry if my friends and I have caused any trouble. Sorry.
Spotted. A prince torn between choosing his kingdom or his queen.
And it's no.
In all my years of public humiliation, which, let's face it, are many, that was the absolute worst.
Well, maybe Louis will come around.
Perhaps. But his mother never will. And who can blame her? I should have known my pastor Chuck would come back to haunt me.
You're probably gonna hate me for saying this, but as drunk and inappropriate as Chuck was, I still felt a little bad for him.
What? Why?
I don't know. I guess I just always thought your prince was right here, with his empire in Manhattan.
Wait. After what you witnessed tonight, you're taking his side?
No,
and don't think I don't know it was you that sent Princess Sophie that scrapbook from Gossip Girl. I assumed it was payback for Dan, but maybe you were defending Chuck, too.
Claire, I feel awful.
Louis made me happy. Happy. Do you know the last time I felt joy? Chuck had brought me into his darkness for so long, I'd forgotten what that felt like. And with all your Dan issues, it's obvious you think your romantic fate was sealed in the 11th grade, but I'm growing up. I wanted something different. I wanted Louis.
All my life I thought my mother didn't love me.
Rain, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. There was insurance money, a lot of it. Bart probably paid your father off not to say anything to the police, but he should have told you years ago.
He didn't tell me because he knew the truth was worse than the fiction. This is too unbearable. But at least I understand why my father was so intent on crushing Bath Industries.
Rita, look, I know you're going through a lot, okay, but...
Chuck, he's just like his father. He lied to me, he lied to you, and... he tried to cover up the truth about my mother.
Hey, he's had to deal with all this too.
Don't you dare defend him, Nate.
I'm not.
If you want to remain friends with him, then you're going to have to get out of here now.
I mean it. Get out. And Vanessa said the loft wasn't a suitable place to entertain business people. So she suggested that I...
You throw a Michelin star dinner? That must have taken a lot of work.
It took all day. I just wanted it to be perfect.
But why? Why'd you do that?
I think you know. Vanessa said if I helped Rufus, I'd help me get you, too. And now I'm not only the loser who's responsible for ruining your dad's job possibility, I'm also the loser who lied to you about liking you as a friend.
Well, sounds like you've learned your first lesson to being an Upper East Sider. It's time for your second lesson. Face your enemies. You ready for your first showdown?
If it's okay with you, I'd like to talk to Vanessa alone. If I'm going to survive in this world, I got to do it on my own, right?
We'll meet at the loft when you're done with Vanessa. Maybe have some caviar, pate.
To get it, Louis, tonight was a disaster. I saved your sweet, remorse-filled breakup. I know.
I overheard your conversation with Serena. And I want you to choose joy in your life. More than that, I want to be the one who gives you joy.
Your family is never going to approve me. Not now.
Forget them. I've spent my whole life doing what they wanted. Being who they groomed me to be. But if you're willing to fight for your happiness, then I'm willing to fight for mine.
I brought this to give to you after you had the royal court's approval. But without it, it means even more.
I've seen all the movies, Louis. If you don't get engaged to someone they want, then they'll find a way to make sure you never ascend to the throne.
There's no point in being a head of state if it means I can't follow my heart. Blair. Will you marry me?
Hey, how's Charlie?
Oh, she's fine. She felt terrible, but turns out it wasn't her fault, so it's a long story. How'd it go with the band?
You're looking at Panic's next producer.
What? That's great! What'd you do?
I did what I should have done in the first place, talk about music.
Please tell me this means that Louis can now donate that leather jacket to charity.
You kidding? I'm saving that for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the Smithsonian, right next to Fonzie's actual jacket.
Hey, I thought I was meeting Dan. He doesn't want to see you.
Why? What happened tonight?
Because of you, I got Perseida Cater, rented Crystal. Needless to say, it didn't work out. I was humiliated.
What are you talking about? I told you to have a nice, relaxed, low-key night.
Yeah. That's not what he thinks. He's under the impression you tried to sabotage me.
Why would you do that? I was trying to help you get Dan.
And you have. I've read Gossip Girl enough to know that Dan can't resist a damsel in distress, and you happen to make a perfect villain. Come on, Vanessa. If you actually knew how to get Dan, you wouldn't be running away to study abroad. Don't worry, though. I'll take good care of him while you're gone. Do that to me, Chuck.
I'm sorry I ruined your shot at being a princess. But let's face it, you were never gonna go through with it.
Chuck.
I need you, Blair. Like I never have before. Everything I believed about my father, everything I thought I wanted to be, what I needed to be for him, it was all based on lies. The only thing that's ever been real has been you. And you know that. That's why you came back to me.
Louis asked me to marry him.
I'll never marry anyone else. You're mine.
I wanted to be. I wanted it so badly, but not anymore. Stop it, Chuck! He said it's over.
Ah!
time in the land of Upper East, a beautiful girl fled from a beast.
No one knows where the ladder goes. You're gonna lose what you love the most.
Hey, Rena, it's me. Listen, you're right about Chuck. I choose you. Only.
His closest friends began to retreat.
No, you don't know me. But my father, Russell Thorpe, had planned on getting in touch with you. It's about Chuck, your nephew. I'll explain it all in person.
The days are long now.
I look forward to meeting you too, Jack.
While enemies marshaled to plan his defeat. Across the river in lands far away, a mysterious young maiden was making her play. And with the beast finally vanquished, most tales they would end with one happy princess.
They were friends.
And an excited best friend. In a land where the best castles come with a view of the park, it's important to remember.
Mom, I'm sorry to wake you, but I have some news. I'm engaged.
Where most fairy tales end, ours merely starts. XOXO, Gossip Girl. To be